This is Apollo 11 interview number 20 with William Schick. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, Moon Landing. The job for astronauts Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins, and Edwin Aldrin. As on previous manned Apollo missions, Apollo 11 will begin from NASA's new Kennedy Space Center, Florida, where in the firing room, William Schick carries the designation of test supervisor.
Basically, the functions for the test supervisor on every mission, as well as Apollo 11, is to take care of the daily operations for the respective flow that he is assigned to. This includes a daily meeting to coordinate all the planning, scheduling of the launch vehicle personnel, the spacecraft personnel, support personnel, and interfaces with organizations outside the Kennedy Space Center. It also entails running the major tests, such as the transfer to pad operation, the flight readiness test, the countdown demonstration, launch countdown, and hypergolic loading. Of course, these tests are run and directed by the test supervisor from the firing room under the cognizance of the launch operations manager and the director of launch operations.
During the final hours of the Apollo 11 countdown, test supervisor Bill Schick will be one of hundreds of launch experts manning his console in the firing room.
In total, in the last hours of checking out the space vehicle leading up to launch, we have essentially a team of about 1,500 people that are working together, being coordinated, all striving to meet this point in time for successful liftoff.
Bill Schick's last assignment as test supervisor was during the mission of Apollo 8, man's first moon orbital assignment last December. Since Apollo 8, for over 6 months now, he's been assigned to Apollo 11. Will his own personal feeling be any different for Apollo 11 than on previous manned missions?
Well, I always consider myself as not being a very emotional person. Possibly that's one of the reasons I'm in this job, with all the problems that come up on a daily basis and daily activities that we live with. But I proved myself wrong on Apollo 8, that I found out that I did have some emotions after a successful liftoff. I could feel that the emotional strain had been relieved. All I can say from experience, I will probably go through the same type of experience on Apollo 11 at liftoff.
From the Kennedy Space Center, Apollo 11's test supervisor, William Schick. Stay tuned for the next NASA Apollo 11 news feature and comments from Huntsville, Alabama, and Dr. Wernher von Braun. This is Willard Scott speaking.